You have health questions, she has your answers. It's the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yael Ora.
Welcome and thank you. This is Dr. Yael Ora, your lifestyle and obesity coach for night workers. And I want to thank you again for joining me for another episode of the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with me, Dr. Yael Ora, on WICC 600 AM 107.3 FM. So I'll be taking your calls today. The number is 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, just in case this is your, first time tuning in, to my show. So my name is Dr. Yael Ora, and some of you know me as Chinyelu Oredu. I am board certified in internal medicine. I am a physician, and I work as a hospitalist, nocturnist. So what that means is that I work in the hospital setting. So I take care of people who are acutely sick in the hospital, and I take care of adults. So that is my job, and I've been working as a doctor for over 23 years. I graduated in 2001. So thank you for logging in, and I'll be in your ears today, and I have a speaker who's going to come in later on in the show. And one thing I want you to know is that people always ask me, Dr. Yael Ora, why nights? Why do you work at nights, and why do you talk about night shift? I mean, who wants to work at night? But I just want you to see a different perspective, that people who work nights do have unique challenges. And people work nights so that they can take care of their families, working nights so they can go back to school, work nights for the financial perks that come with night shift. And also, some people work nights because they like the autonomy of night shift work. So I started working nights pretty much because I couldn't get another job. I had twins when I was a trainee, training in internal medicine residency. I had 4-month-old twins, and I had to do a lot of tests, and I have to take an exam, and I got overwhelmed. So I just did not start looking for a job on time because, there's a system to the residency training. You have to work with the recruiters at a certain time, and if you miss that window, then it's almost like a cycle. You got to wait till, the jobs open up at a certain time. So I lost that opportunity. And when I was ready, there were only night shift, jobs, available. So I started working nights, and I just started to see value from it in the sense that I could raise my children. I could participate in raising my kids because that was how I was raised. My parents were hands-on, and it was joyful for me to be able to go to my kids' school and go on, field trips and be a chaperone, be like a guest reader. So that part of working nights, really fulfilled, and it gave a lot of value to my life. So I have to read the disclaimer that this show is presented as my personal opinion and does not replace medical advice, or nor in any way is it an endorsement of any treatment, items, or products I will mention on my show, and that the opinions on my show are for educational purposes only and do not replace independent professional judgment. And while I was getting ready for the show, that I made every effort to present you with the most accurate information. But because the nature of nutrition and health research is constantly evolving, I cannot be held responsible and accountable for the accuracy of the content on my show, and I assume no liability for errors or omissions on my show. Should you decide to work with me as your lifestyle and obesity coach, I want you to be aware that probably your past performance at other similar programs may not be indicative of future results with me, because coaching takes personal accountability, okay? So welcome again. This is the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yael Ora on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM. And I am so excited to be here today. I am really, really excited. And this is the month of April. And I always like to encourage people who work at night. And I just have like an acronym. I always say support. Support, Empower, Transform. And that is, the acronym is SET, S-E-T. You know, support night shift workers, empower them, transform them, and support them with resources and educational materials and empower them to do more. You know, because people always say that, you know, when you work nights, that at some point, you know, you almost like you don't grow. But I just don't want that. I want you to think beyond night shift. I want you to glow when you work at night. You know, go back to school, get more education and transformation. Be on top of your health, you know, your health problems, you know, whether it's you're overweight, whatever worries you or whatever the problem is. My coaching service provides that. So I set you up, S-E-T, so that I can elevate. I want to elevate, you know, your night shift experience when you work with me. So, I mean, the resources I have in my program, because I always talk about, you know, you just have to, you know, drag yourself. You have to try to do more when you work at night, because remember, when you work at night, you work against your body's natural circadian rhythm. And that's what makes night shift very difficult. So I want you to drag yourself into a healthier lifestyle, you know, so you can brag about it. You know, the resilience you get from working night shift, that's going to be your bragging rights, because you're going to eat better, you're going to exercise, and you're going to look better. So you're going to be healthier inside. Okay? You're going to lose weight. And you're going to love the way you look on the outside. So that is the Drag and Brag Weight Loss Challenge. And I'm going to be doing this on as a virtual workshop. I'm going to be kicking it off as a virtual workshop on Monday, April 29th. So send me an email. Email is hello, H-E-L-L-O, at Dr. Yelora. Yelora is Y-E-L-O-R-A, coaching.com. Or email is dr. DrYelora.com, DrYelora.com. You go to my website, you put in your contact information, and you can, you know, send a direct message to me. So the resources I'm going to utilize, you know, during the Drag and Brag Weight Loss Challenge is the workbook. There's going to be a workbook. So if you want to participate, if you work at night or you have family members, neighbors, colleagues, so go to the website, send the email, you're going to get the workbook. So there's going to be a workbook, there's going to be one-on-one coaching, we're going to have a healthy and a sustainable meal plan. I don't like meal plans that are too restrictive, because we know that food is pleasurable, right? And we eat for nutrition. We also eat food because it's a social activity. You know, we eat with other people. So we just don't like to, you know, make the meal plan so restrictive. So that's part of the thing, you know, we're going to talk about it in the program. And of course, there's a community, a night shift community on Facebook. I want you to join that, because we're going to be sharing resources in the group. And that's, you know, the group is the Night Shift Lifestyle group on Facebook. And of course, the opportunity to, you know, future in this, you know, radio show, I want to hear from you. If you have a story you want to share, I'll be happy to have you on the show. And you can always contact me, DrYelora.com. Okay? Because when I think about this show, like I said the last time, and I'm going to say it over and over again, it's a pyramid. I think about this show like, you know, a pyramid. You know, I am on top of the pyramid, and it's just me, small, you know, at the apex of it. And of course, it's the microphone that I use to spread the message. And I talk about, you know, the crucial message of night shift health and wellness. And of course, at the very bottom of the pyramid, it's everybody who works at night. So my message and my radio show is more about you, at the bottom. You know, the problems you face, you know, the unique challenges. And it's less about me. I'm just talking about it because I work nights. I have the experience of working at night. You know, I have gone through the pain, and I've created purpose out of it. So I'm not going to talk too much on this show, because I have somebody else who's going to be joining later on in the next couple of minutes. But one thing that I have to recognize that today is, of course, every April, Autism Speaks. You know, they do commemorate the World Autism Month. April is World Autism Month, and autism is a condition that, you know, so many people are impacted. You know, families, friends, neighbors, everybody knows a family or somebody who probably is impacted by this condition. So today, April 2nd, is actually designated as the World Autism Awareness Day. So this is a day in far back in 2007, the United Nations, designated today to be observed as World Autism Awareness Day. And as a mother who works night shifts, you know, one constant worry that I have is, am I doing enough for my children? And this is a conversation I'm going to have with my colleague when she comes on later on. You know, you always hear about mommy guilt. Is there any shift, whether it's day shift, swing shift? Swing shift is people who work somewhere, you know, from, you know, the middle of the day and into the, you know, the wee hours of the morning, overnight. Is there like a shift that works best for a mother, a working mother, you know, working weekends, working nights, working days, working swing? So I have that guilt all the time because, I wasn't around to read bedtime stories for my kids every night. I wasn't that mother. I didn't do that. I didn't read bedtime stories. I didn't do shower time every night. But I'm a great mother. But I still have the guilt. So I was looking at studies about mothers. And there was a study that I reviewed that talked about maternal night shift and child behavioral outcomes. So a study that looked at mothers who worked night shift and if there were any association with the behavioral outcome of their children. So it was a very interesting study. And I can tell you that the children, the study looked at children who were 4 to 10 years old. So it wasn't like teenagers. It was just kids that were between the ages of 4 and 10. And the study conclusion, I'm just going to be very brief with this. Conclusion was that people who were mostly impacted by the mother, children who were mostly impacted by their mothers working night shift, number one, were children that, you know, single mother families, you know, versus if there was, you know, the family had, you know, the children had dual parents, you know, mom and a dad or dual parent homes. Children from single parent homes were, you know, grossly impacted by when the mother was working night shift. And of course, you know, low socioeconomic status. And of course, in a situation whereby the mother worked full-time night shift, it impacted the behavior of the children. And of course, it also talked about the nature of the job. You know, people, women who worked in, you know, the hospitality service business seemed to have children who were, you know, had some behavioral issues as a result of their mothers working night shift. So the more I just start thinking about this as a mother who works night shift, and I mean, thankfully, work in a higher socioeconomic status, I was so concerned by this, you know, conclusion that I said, maybe if you work at a job or you have an employer and this study, you know, kind of speaks to your situation and you're listening to me on the show, I think you should ask for help. I think you should discuss with your employer and you should take action. I think this show is just about solution and taking action. I want to show you the blind spots, right? I want to show you the blind spots so that you can make sure that you take care of your families. So with that, we're going to go on a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to have my guest speaker. She's going to come on the show and we're just going to chat a little bit more. And this is Dr. Yolara, and this is the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with me, Dr. Yolara, on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM. Thank you. So we'll be back soon. Are you a night shift worker struggling to adjust to your overnight schedule? Have you gained weight since working nights? Do you feel tired with low energy? Hi, my name is Dr. Yolara. I created Dr. Yolara Lifestyle, an obesity coaching program for night workers just for you. I want to help you lose weight so you can have more energy, become healthier inside, and love the way you look on the outside. Visit DrYolara.com. That's DrYelora.com.
question for the doctor? 203-333-9422. Now, back to the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yelora.
Hello, hello. This is Dr. Yelora, and we're back again for the next segment of the show. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yelora. And tonight I have a guest. She is my colleague. She's a physician. She's a mother, and she's an amazing human being. So without much ado, I'm going to introduce Dr. Jones. She's a physician, board certified internal medicine. She was born in the Bronx here in New York and went to school at downstate in Brooklyn. I also trained at Brooklyn too, and we started working together at the same hospital, and she's married, and she has a son. So hi, Dr. Jones.
Hey, Dr. Yelora, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in on my show.
Thanks for having me.
So, I know, I'm sorry if I kept you for so long, but we're just going to jump in and just, I have just a few questions. So I'm just going to ask you, because everybody keeps wondering, why nights? Why do I work night? Why do you work at night? Why are we, nocturnists?
Yeah. Good question. So I started working nights by accident. I was not looking for a night shift job, but in my search of trying to transition from a different hospital, I applied to a number of different facilities. And long story short, I was presented with a great schedule. And it was a schedule that brought me into nights. You know, I wasn't going to work weekends, and I was really going to have a lot of flexibility. So I said, you know what, let me try it. Worst comes to worst. If I don't like it, I'll just stop doing it after a year. And I've been doing it for the last 7-8 years.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, I know how it feels, the flexibility with night shift work. And that's what I tell people. You know, you can negotiate when you work at night, because a lot of people just are unable to do it. And if you're one of the few people who can kind of maneuver and find a routine that works for you, you can really do, negotiate, when you work night shift. But just tell me a little bit more. I mean, have you had any kind of positive, positive experiences, negative, or, what has it been for you? Because I know that, you have baby Israel now, and everything changes when the kid joins the equation, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would say that it's been positive and negative. You know, I think the major positive has been that there's been a lot of flexibility. You know, I don't have to worry about taking a day off to make an appointment for myself or my son. I don't have to worry about, picking him up from somewhere. I think there's a lot of options. And it gives you the ability to do stuff in the daytime if you need to, And prior to having my son, I was able to work out after every shift, So I think it gives you a lot of lifestyle, flexibility. The negative is that if you can't sleep, which, started to affect me after a certain point, you don't feel great, right? Like you have to do a lot of things to try to fall asleep. And that can be something that is really bothersome. So I think you have to really, really try your best and focus on how you're going to strategize on optimizing your sleep when you work nights.
Absolutely. Yeah. And sleep is one of the biggest, issues that people do complain about. And of course, with the spring weather and longer days, it's kind of more challenging now. And, that's part of the reason why now for me, I've done it for over a decade and longer. Mm-hmm. I know you always ask me, how do you even survive? But
I don't even know how you survive.
but I mean, I tell you that as a mother, you just try to juggle so many things to find the best schedule that you can just raise your children. The sacrifice is huge, but at some point, when your health starts to suffer, you just have to stop. And I think that's, kind of where, the whole coaching thing comes in. But as somebody, who works at night or has worked nights, what about employers? What is their role in all this? Because, we've talked about 12-hour shifts at night, 10-hour shifts, 8-hour shifts, and 15-hour shifts that some people have to do. What do you think about that? Because I mean, we're talking about people wanting to work 4 days, you know, day shift, 4 day, mm-hmm. you know, work week, and I'm still, you know, some jobs people are doing 15 hours at night. So I don't know. I mean, what do you think about that? Because, I mean, I have my opinion, and I mean, I really think
that employers have to kind of wake up and understand that since COVID, people have a big emphasis on work-life balance. I mean, some people went remote and they never went back. And I think they were able to see that, you know what, I'm able to balance my life and not just focus everything around work. Employers should really think hard and understand that people who are choosing to work nights are doing things that other people are not doing. So just based off of that, it would be good to shorten their shifts. I think 12-hour shifts is kind of outdated. It's something that should kind of be done away with. Even 15-hour shifts. I think 8 hours is something that's more flexible, allows for a work-life balance, and a happier employee. And a happier employee is more inclined to stay at the job longer and be more productive. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. You know, because I have one of the, you know, ladies that I coach that, and her night shift is 11 to 8. 11 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm like, and I thought, like, that's amazing. That's, you know, that's a great schedule, actually.
That's really good, yeah.
She's involved in everything her kids do. You know, they eat dinner together. She does homework, and then she takes a little nap, and then she goes to work. But it's just that when you have other health challenges, and that is what I do talk about, you know, because there's been association, you know, people who work nights have a higher risk of cancer. So, So when you start getting older or your family history has, you know, cancer and, you know, you just have to have that conversation with your employer. I think, you know, the two-way conversation is very essential, and because people will always work nights. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always thought there's need for it, because 24/7 economy, you know, people have to work nights to raise their children and go to school and make more money. So there's need for it. It's not going away anytime soon. But I think the advocacy around it and talking about it and creating policies that make people healthier, I think that's, you know, what this show is all about. So what do you think is the best shift for a working mother? Because, you know, I talked about, you know, today is National, you know, Autism Awareness Day, you know, April 2nd. And, you know, I talked about mothers who work nights and, you know, if there's any relationship working, mother working night and behavioral issues in the child. So do you think there's any, you know, best shift for a mother or better shift for a mother? Your opinion about that?
Now that I am a mother, I think the best shift is whatever works for your family. But I will say, since I've become a mom, there's so much flexibility with night shift. Like I said before, I can make my son a doctor's appointment, and right when I'm leaving from work, I take him to the appointment. I don't have to worry about taking off time from work. If I need to, you know, make him breakfast from scratch when I get home, I do that. I think there's so much that you can do as a mom. You can pick your kids up from school if you need to. You can attend a parent-teacher conference before you go to your shift. I think that it helps working mothers in that there's a lot of time that's open in the daytime.
But I guess
it's hard to do. Absolutely.
The downside of it, your health suffers.
Exactly.
That is the downside. You know, the whole circadian rhythm disruption is real. And that's why I think, you know, coaching is a good option for people who want to survive and thrive. And I'm here for that. And thank you, Dr. Jones. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Great conversation. So we had Dr. Jones, and she shared her perspective as a mother. She has a 1-year-old son, and she's married. And that is just what I just, like I said, when I created the show, when I created Dr. Yelora Lifestyle and Obesity Coaching Program for night workers, my whole perspective, what I was thinking about is to meet night shift workers at their greatest point of need. I have worked nights for so long, and I know what my doctors tell me each time. You got to stop working nights. You got to stop working nights tomorrow, next week, you know. But I keep telling them, listen to me, the person. How is it going to affect my family? How are we going to thrive? How are we going to get kids to do, you know, activities? And my husband works in New York. because I mean, this is a tri-state area. People commute, people are all over the, you know, all over the tri-state. So if you feel like, you know, you're working at night or you're thinking about working at night and you're wondering how it's going to affect your life, your partner, your children, your health, that's why I created Dr. Yolora. That's what I do on this show. It's all about support. It's about empowerment, because empowerment, information is empowering. You know, when you have an advocate, when you have a physician who is a health coach, an obesity coach leading you and helping you, you can thrive and you can transform, you know, your life. So this is WICC 600 AM 107.3 FM. And it's been my pleasure, you know, hosting the show overnight. I mean, tonight, not overnight, hosting the show tonight. And thank you, Dr. Jones, for calling in. And if you want to join the Drag and Brag Weight Loss Challenge, remember, go to the website, dryelora.com, dryelora.com, and just send me the email, send me a text message, and I will send you the information. And remember, when you work night shift, you should always glow. You should never, ever lack luster. Okay? And I will see you next week. Thank you, and good night. This is Dr. Yolora. Bye-bye.